What about the dialogue when you are giving the characters lines to speak? How do you imagine what maybe Stephen Austin would say, or what Juan Seguin would say, or many of the other characters? How do you get into their minds in order to have them read those lines on that screenplay?
My research actually helped me a great deal. And a lot of the lines that they give are very close to some of the things that they actually said. But I do show Juan as a teenager and the young Brown Austin, who is only 2 years older than Juan.
And Brown Austin is?
Brown Austin is Stephen's little brother. So I show Brown Austin and Juan in the post office when some Comanches ride into San Antonio. Now, bear in mind, I wrote a book about the Comanches as well, the Quanah Parker biography, so I know them quite well. Juan, having grown up around the dangers of these Indians, tells Brown, "We've got to close the post office and get to my father's house as soon as possible." He had a stone house. As soon as possible, they rush to the Erasmus house, and he, his wife, and daughter are already moving furniture in front of the doors, the front door and the back door. And so Erasmo says to the two teenagers, "Pull down the ladder and go up on top of the house." So they're up there on the roof. The Comanches are riding by with a red cloth wrapped around their bodies, but they have been in Erasmo's store. They have stolen goods from his store. And they are killing people and animals and capturing women. Juan says to Brown, "You know, we're like knights in Spain of old. My ancestors came over from Spain, from the Canary Islands. And so we're like knights fighting for our freedom and for our way of life."
And that translated into the title of the book, A Tejano Knight.
Yes.